The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Lord, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, and I do believe the atomic clock on the wall says it's the 22nd of June 2017. And I suppose that we're in our first official day of summer. Well, that makes sense down here in Central Texas. Dry as a bone, no chemtrails, though, in the sky. And it's a cool, balmy 100 degrees. On today's program, as promised, I have Mark Anderson with me. And interesting. Mark, did you send me over your bio, sir? I'm sorry? His email is messed up. Well, I'm just going to make him tell everybody who he is. Mark Anderson, are you there, sir?
Yeah, Mark? Am I coming through okay?
Well, kind of distorted. Let's do this. Let's do a reconnect. Let's do a reconnect with you. Let's do a reconnect with you.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Cut the connection and reconnect, Mike. I'm sorry? Too close to the mic? And his volume on his end is up, not up high enough, so too hot. Okay. We didn't have the opportunity here to test this out. Mark?
Yep, I'm here. How you doing, John?
You're still distorted. Can you check your volume setting on your end? It sounds like you're pushing it really hot, and it's distorting. We can make the volume adjustments.
Try this.
Okay, are you still speaking?
Can you hear me now?
Say again. Mark?
Can you hear me now? I made an adjustment. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's. I get a thumbs up from my control guy in there. Alrighty.
Okay.
How am I coming in? 5x5? Mark?
We might have to do this by phone. I'm not sure. Yes.
Okay. well, what kind of internet are you hooked up to?
A hotspot, which usually works fine. I hope I'm coming through fine. It seems like it's smoothening out. I wasn't getting you real clearly there for a minute.
Okay, and is this instantaneous? Is there a delay in our connection here?
There ought not to be.
Well, you just took 10 seconds responding to that question. I'll ask the question and jump in immediately. Is there a delay on your end?
I don't think so.
Okay, good. All right. Well, we can understand you. And you're how many miles are you from me right now?
Oh, I'm in South Texas. I'm probably 300 away, 300 miles.
Really? Well, I can talk to somebody on the other side of the planet and have less of a delay. they probably knew you were coming, Mark.
possibly so. If this very important interview gets interrupted anymore. I have a very good new phone, and go ahead and connect me by phone during a commercial. I'll just say that, and we can continue.
That sounds like a fair deal. First of all, who is Mark Anderson? What are you doing now? You used to write for AFP. Give the people your bio.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm with American Free Press, which I have been for about 12 years, covering Bilderberg, Congress, and assorted things, field work, traveling. I actually came out of the conventional press. I think others have heard that before a little bit. The South Bend, Indiana Tribune, the Herald Palladium in St. Joseph, Michigan, those were dailies I worked at, both full and part-time. I worked at full-time at weekly papers in the 80s and 90s. And then I used to do an RBN radio show from 2008 to 2012, as you recall, John.
Yes, I do.
And, I'll give the short bio. There's not much more to say. I have a blog now called thetruthhound.com, and it's a pretty busy blog. And I do a little networking. Some news occasionally appears, in other miscellaneous locations. But I'm sort of a semi-regular guest on your show. The last time I was on here maybe was a few months back, but certainly I'd like to be a guest more often on a network that I used to be a host on. But I just got done with Bilderberg 2017 in Virginia, and the Trilateral Commission met in Washington a couple months before that. They're going to meet in London later this year, and that's some pretty big stuff. And I've also been looking into some stories about monetary reform and how people are challenging the banking system. Some very, very effective and very inspiring stories there in some cases.
Well, and, I was just going to...
A pretty varied and challenging schedule for the most part.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, on my hit list of things to do, we all have priorities in our lives, but when it comes to this country and its literal existence, that's number one on my list, to go and get rid of the middlemen, as I call them, get rid of the bankster gangsters that are charging us interest on money. And if we get rid of them, we erode and destroy their power base of which they've been operating from for their globalist ideals that they've shoved down everybody's throats. You know, they're such wonderful people. They're so masterful and insightful and so intelligent. Folks, just look around the world today at the economic situation in every country. Whether they're industrialized, whether they're not, everybody is swimming in a sea of debt. Nothing is getting any better, but that's not stopping the bankers and their continued profiteering. 2, 3, 4. Okay, Mark? Mark? Okay. Yeah. We're going to have to do this by phone. Hello, Mark?
Yes, much better.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that hot spot, it's not so hot. It ain't even cool. At any rate, that's my...
Yes, I apologize to the audience for the technical problems. It'll be smooth from now on. And last time I used that, it worked fine. Let's just plow ahead. I apologize.
Well, I was just saying before we had the crude technical interruption that number one on my hit list is the banker bastards.
Yes.
Isn't it funny, Mark, that we witnessed literally the biggest takedown and ripoff in human history, affecting billions of people worldwide, and nobody has gone to court, nobody has been charged, nobody's gone to court, nobody has been found guilty, and nobody is sitting in jail. But the misery, death in a lot of cases, the absolute abject poverty that this is causing, and the insurmountable debt that people are not going to be able to get out of under that very same quote-unquote credit system, what the hell?
Oh, indeed. It's the greatest white-collar crime wave, I believe, in recent history, possibly in all of history. I know a gentleman in Pennsylvania with Mortgage Defense Systems, used to be called the Citizens Reform Center, that is helping citizens challenge this at the grassroots level. Maybe we'll get into that more another time in more depth later in the show or on another show, but it's pretty inspiring what he's doing. trying to help people pick up the pieces and challenge the way banks create money, the way they create loans, and to pull back the veil, as it were, on how the fraud actually works.
Well, and for the sake, we have 2 hours here, and I want to hit as many topics as we possibly can. Now, I want to hit the Bilderbergers, of course, that meeting that you attended, which Jim Tucker from AFP used to do. Jim is no longer with us, but you covered that. You're also going to cover the Bundy situation and give us an update on that. And you and I were talking, and I had really no plans of doing this until you and I started talking. I think that was last week. And I had asked you if you had seen the post that I put on the website, republicbroadcasting.org, Jones Exposed. Now, there's been a lot of hit pieces on Alex Jones, the latest one performed by Megyn Kelly, of which I watched that 20-minute interview this afternoon. First time I watched it on your behalf, or your request, I should say. And I heard the comments that were made via the telephone, and that was the second link that you had sent me. And Megyn Kelly, this is going to be a softball piece. You're an interesting character. That's what my new program's all about. I'm going to do some in-depth stuff, and it's going to be the term she used, softball. Well, she got in and sliced him up, and they did the editing that, I think it probably would have been worse for Mr. Jones if they would have included the entire interview, which wasn't 20 minutes. That's the edited version. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, uh-oh. Well, you and I had spoken, as I said, and I'd asked you if you'd seen the article with the associated links, and which you did. You went through that, and we'll get into that discussion as well. But first, let's cover the Bilderberg thing, and let's do the Bundy thing, and then we'll save, I don't know if it's the best or the worst for last.
Very good. Yeah, and at the end, we'll try and put a little bit in on what I've learned about modern banking through a Pennsylvania activist and what that promises for Americans. I'd like to put that as a capstone on today's discussion. Bilderberg, okay, they met in Dresden, Germany last year, and I was not able to go, but I followed them, of course. Now, last year when they were in Dresden, I covered the Global Cities Forum of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs instead. And that was a smart move, as it turns out, because the Global Cities movement is a huge part of the Bilderberg Network. They began discussing it in earnest at their Denmark Bilderberg meeting in 2014. And remember, John and listeners, Bilderberg topics don't just die on the vine during the year they're discussed and listed on their vague press releases from their anonymous press department. Many of those topics carry over and have much more shelf life. They're evergreens. Other topics kind of come and go. Well, the Global Cities thing is particularly interesting in that now that Bilderberg met this year again in Virginia, the Global Cities Forum of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, and that's the Chicago version of the CFR, they had that forum again at the Chicago Art Institute in the Loop. And the forum, the speaker at the forum, the main head of the Chicago CFR, his name is Ivo Dalder. He's the former U.S. envoy to NATO, and that included when NATO helped destroy Libya. He made much more strident comments this year, John, than last year, saying that cities now will have their own foreign policy. Cities will decide immigration laws and whether they'll be sanctuary cities, and it'll be up to cities to be much more forceful to the nation state, to be much more assertive to the nation state in which they exist. And there's actually a global parliament of mayors, and they're forming this grid. I might have mentioned this on your show a little bit in the past, but they're forming this grid where they're saying that they're going to take on the nation states head on. This is their language. They're the ones being this strident, not me. They're going to take the nation states on head on immigration, on climate change, on actually having cities form foreign policies and collaborate as if the nation state has been basically diminished. And what I've told other audiences on video shows that I've been on during and after Bilderberg is that the city-states in the Global Cities Movement are speaking almost as if they're going to secede from the nation-state. They are actually contemplating what you could call a form of secession in terms of their policies. And so rather than eroding the nation-state from the top down, they're doing it from the bottom up, which goes back to the, at least in the basic tactics, it goes back to that famous April 1974 CFR article in Foreign Affairs by Richard Gardner called The Hard Road to World Order. You remember that one, John?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we will we'll do an end run around nationhood, eroding it piece by piece. And the end run is this Global Cities Movement in terms of the current tactics of those in the Bilderberg Network.
Now, let me stop you right there to illustrate a couple of things. Do you think the former East German communist, Andrea Merkel, do you think she enabled this for Germany?
By all indications, yes. The major cities of Germany appear to be part of the network of the Global Parliament of Mayors. And then Chicago, with Rahm Emanuel at the helm as mayor, and that's no accident, is really taking the lead. As I think I've mentioned before, the Chicago Global Affairs Council, which is one of 70 or 80 World Affairs Councils that honeycombed the U.S. as an outgrowth of the CFR and Chatham House in England, that Chicago outlet is the busiest of them all, as far as I can tell. And they're making Chicago kind of the new U.S. capital of the global cities grid.
Hmm. Now, before Chicago was to be the backup for Wall Street as far as record-keeping computers, if something happened in New York City to the wonderful Bankster Gangsters or Wall Street and their ticker tapes, then that could be immediately shifted over to Chicago.
Yeah, that could be happenstance, but I doubt it. We can look into that more, but this is one of the most significant things. Now, right after Bilderberg, which went June 1 through 4, they met in Virginia at the Westfields Marriott again. They like it there because the trees and forest are very thick and it's hard to get on-the-scene photos. They were there in 2012, when the last year that Tucker covered Bilderberg, and they were there in 2008 as Obama came on board, and they were there in 2002. They like this hotel in Virginia. But right after their June 1 through 4 meeting there, Martin Wolf, a common Bilderberg attendee for the Financial Times, went straight to Chicago June 7th through 9 for the Global Cities Forum, co-sponsored by the Financial Times, which, of course, is a bankster newspaper. I call it the Bilderberg Post. And that newspaper straight out of the city of London, the Square Mile Financial Center within the normal city of London. And so they wasted no time in sending the Bilderberger Martin Wolf of Financial Times over to Chicago to keynote this and to keep this thing going. And as I said, they're getting very assertive about challenging the nation state and cities to have their own foreign policies. Now, that's kind of unprecedented. Cities normally would have, like, innocuous diplomatic things like sister cities programs.
Right.
Remember those?
Right.
Yeah, and things that are just goodwill type things. But this isn't just goodwill, and this isn't just building better infrastructure, internet, streets, bridges, ingress, egress, whatever it might be. And maybe some of that is okay, you know, in terms of physical changes to our cities. Maybe it's not all bad. Maybe the cities will be more pleasant places. Maybe there'll be less crime. I don't know. But the thing is that they want all-inclusive cities, which basically means unrestrained or very little restraints on immigration. And along with this, cities forming their foreign policy and going far beyond the sister cities goodwill handshake type thing. And, you know, the Constitution basically forbids the states and their subdivisions from engaging in independent foreign policy. It just isn't constitutionally allowed.
Well, I mean, you know, if we're living in a democracy and we didn't have a Constitution, and that rights are not granted to us by privilege, by our form of government, is an absolute right. Well, then I have a little problem here, because there is no sovereignty. And once the camel gets his nose in the tent, you're going to get the humps, you're going to get the rear end, you're going to get the whole thing. We already have smart cities in this country, and you're not too far from one. Austin, on a little Moscow on the Colorado down there. is one of those smartgerheads. Hey, hang on, Mark. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back.
The likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
By the way, this hot off the presses, folks, we're going to have Obamacare 2.0 or Obama Light. What's come out of the Senate and the bill that we didn't get to see? Remember Nancy Pelosi? Oh, you want to know what's in the Obama Health Care Act? Well, you just have to wait till we pass it so you can read what's in it. There are four senators holding out, and if they continue to hold out, the Obamacare or Obama Light 2.0 will not come to pass. And by the way, just as an update here, I was listening to Mark Levin, and this is one of his specialties, government operations and who's the good guy and who's not. Just absolutely was, I'm surprised the guy didn't stroke out today. This is another fix, folks, and it's all bad. They've made minor changes, got a redefined print, but fundamentally, it is Obamacare. So there you go, folks. There's your wonderful conservatives in Washington, D.C. We're talking with Mark Anderson, and he has a site for himself. I suggest that you, this guy, the reason I had him do his bio is because this guy is a journalist, okay? This guy is a journalist. A lot of people out there claim to be journalists, but they're kind of online talking heads or they're talk show host or whatever. And oh, yes, yes, I'm into journalism. No, this is a real journalist, wrote for newspapers, knows the journalist creed, first do no harm, but first gather the facts. It's called, it used to be called white paper journalism, didn't it, Mark?
Yeah, I've heard that term, John.
Yeah.
There's been a number of terms for it. But yeah, you got it pretty right. The main thing is you don't want to be like the record number of 15 media outlets attending Bilderberg this year but not reporting because they're participants in that very secretive meeting. They set a record this year. Normally it's three or four media outlets betraying their readers and listeners and viewers. This time it was 15, triple or quadruple that number, that were inside of Bilderberg, not reporting on it, betraying their readers, viewers, and listeners.
Well,
so the journalistic creed that they come first, that the reader comes first, that journalistic credo is out the window for Martin Wolf of the Financial Times and 14 others.
You know, I've been watching CNN, which Donald Trump has called fake news. Hell, we knew that a long time ago. That's why we started the alternative media. Mark, I've been given the crown of the godfather instead of the grandfather. No respect to age, but I guess, you know, temperament or the ability to get the job done, no matter what. I've been targeted with the name of godfather of the alternative media. But when you have a news organization which was one of the front runners in cable news, and this is before we had satellite, folks. Remember that cable? Yeah, that was that black thing that people used to hijack off the telephone poles to get free. that was cable news, and CNN was the cable news network. And now their listenership, they're going down hard, really hard. I mean, when you have a cartoon network that will beat out your ratings on cable or satellite, and up against your most popular programs that you broadcast from your news agency, when cartoons beat you out, you know where they're at.
Absolutely. I'd rather watch a cartoon. It's more realistic than watching Wolf Blitzer.
I don't even want to get into Wolf Blitzer. This guy.
I know. He's beyond parody. He is beyond parody.
He is a dual citizenship kind of guy, and it's readily apparent. And it's funny how they try to pass themselves off. I guess there's a certain look that you have if you're going to be on television. And one of the things that he does is he wears unnecessary glasses to make himself look more important. Those are clear glass lenses, if there's even any lenses at all in his black frame glasses. So, you know, there's Wolf Blitzer, though, covering all the important stuff, but taking the intel that's handed to him without doing any checking, just being a mouthpiece for the Pentagon or the CIA or whomever. There's Wolf Blitzer, Johnny on the spot, to deliver the, well, pre-digested and pre-scripted message to the public. All right, we've got the bottom of the hour break. That was a short segment. We've got a long segment coming up. Mark Anderson, he's got a site out there, folks, and it's called thetruthhound.com. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thank God for the renegades.
And the I just absolutely love that song. Steve Voss, folks. At any rate, we're talking with Mark Anderson today. I'm going to have him for the full 2 hours. His website, thetruthhound.com. And he does real journalism, folks, and he always looks at things on an objective point of view. I mean, that's what it takes to be a good journalist. You're there to find out the who, what, where, and why, and how. There's five little pointers there. And to be a journalist looking at a particular subject in order to relay to your readers the truth about what you're seeking out, you give them the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, that seems to be lost on our controlled corporate media that is, you know, Mark, even Fox News, mouthpieces for the Pentagon, They're paid consultants that come in to give their reports. These people are paid by Fox News. The information is handed to them, and all the talking,
right,
carefully co-feared, teleprompted talking heads there, the only thing they do is they're just the presenters.
Yeah, that would include Newt Gingrich and a number of others that come on there. Yeah, they're paid. Yeah, they're not just there to be altruistic, giving us the truth and their perspective.
Well, the Bilderberg,
very true.
The Bilderberg deal, what you're discussing there is majorly important. And I understand that other people were down covering this Bilderberg thing. You were there. Who else did you see down there?
Media-wise or uh-huh. just in general?
Or representing what passes off as being media.
Well, InfoWars sent one of their youngest journalists, I don't remember his name offhand, sporting a Make America Great Again red hat and a Make America Great Again red shirt. Not a lot of neutrality there, although I'm not a Trump basher by any means, but we need not be so far the other way that we're literally a Trump PR outfit masquerading as news, which I'm sorry, that's the way many other people saw it, even more than me. I didn't think much of it at first. This is what other people were telling me. There was Luke Radowski with We Are Change and Dan Dix of Press for Truth. They do respectable work covering Bilderberg.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid stuff. They're very consistent and very inquisitive. They helped me and some guys from Wisconsin literally chase some of the Bilderberg members down the highway. This is where we really have fun with them. We get in our car, they get in theirs, and we follow them to the airport, tailing them just as close as we can. And
without being shot up by the security forces because you may be a potential threat. No, I got you.
yeah, we do get in their face. Me, not as much as some of the somewhat younger guys. I try to balance a camera in one hand and a notebook in another. But I do have other people that help me with photography because no one can be everywhere. And so there were a number of independent journalists there along with, you know, Luke and Dan Dix and the InfoWars people. A German journalist, Mr. Rockman, I can't remember his first name, but a number of them, and there were about 150 people there all weekend counting the alternative media and onlookers and protesters. There was supposed to be a leftist group that was going to disrupt the anti-Bilderberg protesters, but a pro-Trump group showed up just in case the leftist group was going to be there to stir things up, but that never happened. So the pro-Trump groups spent some time there for a while, and then they moved on.
Well, there's
that was some of the general goings on.
Yeah, there's an old axiom that in order to get ahead of things, what you necessarily want to do is you want to control the opposition. And why the anti-capitalist or whatever they're about would go out there and show their displeasure or disdain for the Bilderberg group wouldn't exactly ring true. You know, I'm rather fascinated. The information, just that alone today, about their push to go into not just state or nation, but to go right down to the inner city. And that explained a lot that Rahm Emanuel, with all of this been written and talked about, the murder rate in Chicago, Illinois being bankrupt, they have not had a budget in 3 years. The state lottery commissions at the end of this month are going to quit selling tickets to the people because, well, the state hasn't seen fit to make payouts to the big winners. They have been downgraded to just one slice, one little hair above junk bond status. Coming up to almost 750,000 people have fled the state, and you heard nothing about Rahm Emanuel. Here's a guy that was pretty hard charging in the Obama administration and becomes the city mayor, and then there's a vacuum. You hear nothing. So that explains it. Rahm Emanuel is in on this thing about, let's get involved with the Bilderbergs and their great plan for culturally changing the entire planet. Makes sense.
Yeah, he was there. He makes an appearance at these things. and belongs to another similar other high-flying groups in Chicago that are all about elevating big business and large corporations and whatnot. But at any rate, Bilderberg turned out to be interesting in the sense also that a record 4 members of the White House were there.
Oh, really?
This is something of a record. H.R. McMaster was there, the National Security Advisor. One of his apparatchiks, Nadia Shadlow, who's into warfare theorizing and war college type stuff. Hybrid warfare is her specialty against Russia. And then also the Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. And lastly, a White House advisor named Christopher Liddell, who's originally from New Zealand. He's a strategic advisor. So this is the first time in my Bilderberg memory, and probably going back, if not the whole history of the group back to 1954, but at least the last 20 years, this is the most people right out of the White House that have ever attended.
Well, and there's an uncomfortable number of counts on foreign relations people that are sitting in Trump's cabinet as well.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and Peter Thiel, who's a big mover and shaker in Bilderberg, is one of his technical advisors, although I don't think Peter Thiel sees Trump all the time. A lot of that was early on after Trump got inaugurated. Peter Thiel went to the White House a couple of times with Elon Musk and all those guys. But Peter Thiel is a major mover and shaker in the Palantir Corporation by Alex Karp, which is a major Bilderberg attendee, as well as being, as we know, he helped create PayPal. And Peter Thiel is figures very prominently in the Bilderberg network. He helped Alex Karp of Palantir, starting in 2004 or so, take on a number of clients for computer systems that have helped the intelligence agencies integrate more. So they don't have separate computer systems so much as now they have more integrated computer systems mm-hmm. amongst all the U.S. intelligence agencies. So sewing that together has been done largely by Palantir, which is one of the newer Bilderberg attendees with Alex Karp at the helm, and Peter Thiel is the glue that helped put that together, and then he is a technical advisor for Donald Trump. And right after Bilderberg, notably, the White House had a technology meeting where Eric Schmidt, fresh out of Bilderberg, attended. So there's a lot of networking going on in terms of artificial intelligence and in terms of integrated technology to bridge all the intelligence networks together even more and to automate the warfare state and the surveillance state, things like that.
You know, it's interesting to, the guy that is closest to Donald Trump, you never see any photo ops or you never see any video footage. His son-in-law is forever at his side, two steps back and generally to his right. And, of course, Ivanka, that's serving the country at no cost to the taxpayers. You know, we just see a Saudi deal done with at least, minimally, $360 billion arms deal. And some have put it as high as $600 billion. We're seeing the Saudi king replace the head guy over there in their political arena in Saudi Arabia. He was just bounced out. And this is really strange because we saw Hillary Clinton, we saw the Clinton Foundation, her and Billy and the little daughter that looks suspiciously like Webb Hubble. But all of a sudden, their foundation gets $100 million. Wow.
Indeed. Yeah, very interesting. You're right. That's all a coincidence, of course.
Well, and where I see this pointed to, getting off, going down a side path here, where I see this directed is they're pulling everybody that they can together over there. And I think what they're doing is amassing a coalition built out of the Arab states to go after Iran. That's what I'm seeing, and possibly Syria.
Yeah, Nadia Shadlow, the assistant to H.R. McMaster who attended Bilderberg, has written books and articles about hybrid warfare. And what that means is that they look at Russia with a certain strategic perspective and say that what seem like separate events from the Russian military and the government over there a strafing of a U.S. ship over here, a cyber attack or cyber spying on the U.S. over there, informational warfare, economic warfare supposedly committed by Russia, and Iran, of course, and Syria are allies of Russia, that these, Nadia Shadlo says, these things are not separate, but they're part of a grand strategy by Russia to fly underneath NATO's Article 5 threshold. And as you know, John, the Article 5 NATO threshold is that point where an attack on one NATO member right. is an attack on all. That's the basic gist of the NATO Charter of 1949, as you well know. And so Nadia Shadlo is telling Bilderberg, basically, Vladimir Putin is playing with us. He's flying underneath that Article 5 point, that threshold, and messing with us in all these miscellaneous ways that are really a lot more connected than we realize. And this is Vladimir Putin's hybrid warfare, and we have to counter that. And, of course, Jens Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, now goes to every Bilderberg meeting each year, as did his predecessors, Rasmussen. And so this is the kind of things they're looking at, among other things, regarding their strategy toward Russia and its allies. And it's likely, it can't be proven yet, but it's likely that this Saudi coalition, this Middle Eastern coalition, is part of a counter move against the Russian Federation and its allies, Iran and Syria, because the long-term goal still remains, according to the Western hegemonic view, to overthrow Syria's leader, Bashar al-Assad, and ultimately, on behalf of Israel to a large extent, to diminish or overthrow Iran, which, of course, would be a very, very much more difficult thing to do. There's a lot of hubris, a lot of arrogance here. Of course, meanwhile, there's the Yemen situation where U.S. and British forces or the U.S. and British governments are helping supply the Saudis with weaponry. Trump just did another big weapons deal with Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis are carrying out the slaughter of men, women, and children in Yemen. And so, you know, the beat goes on in terms of the Bilderberg network, among others. It's not just Bilderberg, but that network at large trying to topple certain leaders for these Western hegemonic needs. And it just all fits together in terms of the technology that Bilderberg helps each other achieve. You know, the members have deals that they strike at these meetings, as well as the more long-term strategic goals, with Nadia Shadlo chiming in on hybrid warfare. You know, it's a strategizing and network meeting. And as I've said many times before, especially when you consider the global cities movement that I described a few minutes ago, it's sort of an attempt at private government where you might remember the scene in the movie Network with Howard Beale. Do you remember that movie, John?
Oh, I remember it like it was made yesterday. It was made back in, what, 1976, was it not?
Do you remember the speech that Ned Beatty gave to Howard Beale in that room when he got him alone?
In the boardroom with the just the board lights on the long wooden table, and he made the statement, "Why me?" And because you're on television, you idiot. You mean that one?
Yeah. And Ned Beatty went on to say that there are really no nations, Mr. Beale. There's just a college of corporations.
Petrodollars and you name it. And he was describing corporatism.
Right. And Bilderberg is the networking and planning committee that, maybe not at the absolute core, but it's one of the hubs, one of the major hubs that helps make that happen, where all the spokes go into the hub and all the cylinders fire. And then the Trilateral Commission, which met back in March in D.C. and is going to meet November 3rd and 4th, if I'm not mistaken, in London, England. The Trilats kind of do the extra work to supplement Bilderberg. One of the things they did in March was they updated their Russian containment paper. Back in 2014, the Trilaterals did a paper on assessing the Russian government and the potential threat and kind of outlining a containment strategy. Well, for 2017, the Trilaterals updated that just in time for Bilderberg to bring in Nadia Shadlo to go even further on assessing the Russian threat. This is the way the dots appear to be connecting.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to cover on the Bilderberg front?
that's probably sufficient for now. We can maybe put a little capstone on that later. I want to get to a number of other things that we mentioned at the onset of the show.
Right. We're coming up on a break here in about a minute, and when we get back, I want to get into an update of the Bundy situation. Tom Lacovara is still in jail after 7 months out there and has still not had a court date. I talked to Michael Herzog on this deal, and he seems to think that he's made a plea deal. And I said, for what? I said their case was flimsy to begin with. He says, well, when you're sitting in a jail cell, cut off from anything and anybody, and you don't know what your future holds, you know, they're lording it over you. And they will use psychological means in which to try to coerce you into cooperation. In other words, here's some rope, kid. Walk into court. Prosecutor's your buddy. The deal's been made. Here's a little bit of rope. Help the prosecutor hang you. At any rate, let's take this break. Mark Anderson is my guest today. He'll be with us into the next hour as well. His website, ladies and gentlemen, thetruthhound.com. We'll be back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back. I mentioned Tom Lacovara, and Mark, Tom Lacovara used to be a talk show host on this network. Michael Herzog in the American Awakening took his evening spot. We tried to hold it as long as we could, thinking this would be no big deal, but he managed to get himself arrested under the charge of felon in possession of a firearm. And they did not catch him with a firearm. He was kind of in the vicinity where a firearm was, but that would be like saying that I'm carrying an AK-47 down the street when in reality I'm two blocks from a gun store. You know, that was about as much connection as to me walking down the street with an AK-47. So they've had him canned up for 7 months. Getting into this Bundy situation, what have you got on that front?
Well, the latest news, some may know, some may not, is that the retrial of the four defendants that the jury was unable to convict back in late April, April 24 was when they had their mistrial, that retrial is going to be 8:30 a.m. Monday, July 10, at the district court in the federal district court in Las Vegas, Nevada. It was going to be June 26. They've kept moving the dates of the retrial and everything else, including the major trial with Cliven and company, constantly moving these things on the calendar, making it very difficult, especially for alternative media as well as the general public, to cover this thing firsthand in person. That's just one of a number of developments that I've been writing about in a story that I haven't quite even put to bed yet. But right now, the 17 main defendants have all been imprisoned since the spring of 2016, and so they're pushing a year and a half that they've not even seen the light of day, even though there's no proof that they're a flight risk. There's no proof that they are a violence source, a risk of violence. And so the infamy and the injustices just go on and on and on from the perspective of these defendants.
Well, and I was just going to say, they drug one of the lawyers out of the courtroom. He was hammering the judge on an issue of presenting evidence on his client's behalf. The judge didn't like that, and he was summarily drug out, kicking and screaming out of the courtroom and threatened with arrest if he did not leave.
Yeah, that's yet another of these infamies. I was talking to Andrea Parker today, just today. She's the wife of Eric Parker, one of the four being retried starting July 10. And she was talking about how after the first trial basically concluded and the jury went through about 5 days of deliberations, they would take all six people, four they couldn't find convictions on, two they did convict. They would take all six people and put three of them in one tiny room within the courthouse and put three of them in another tiny room. Each of these holding rooms is only made for like one person, and they would cram three of them in there and leave them in there for 8 hours at a time. While the jury deliberated, rarely would the defendants be let out to take a breather. There was a bathroom in there of some kind. I'm sure it was pretty deplorable. But, you know, and then they're subjected to almost constant body cavity searches any time that they're moved, even though they come nowhere near in contact, like you say, the AK-47 3 miles away. They come nowhere near to being in contact with a knife or a screwdriver or a weapon, and yet they're looking up their orifices every time they turn around.
That's amazing. And it must be said, after the top of the hour break, we've got to jump here in about 20 seconds. But in the second hour, I want to pick up exactly where we're leaving off here because, you know, the evidence that the prosecution was allowed all kind of leniency, but when it came to the defense and calling witnesses and presenting a fair case for their clients, almost non-existent. Talking with Mark Anderson, I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.